My name is JJ. I serve as one of the pastors here and I'm grateful for each one of your presence here as we celebrate Jesus this morning. I'm going to be reading from the Gospel of John, the 20th chapter, verses 1 through 18. It says, early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, they have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him. Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead, the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she went, she bent over to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, woman, why are you weeping? She said to them, they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him. When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for? Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned and said to him in Hebrew, Rabboni, which means teacher. Jesus said to her, do not hold on to me because I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and to your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, I have seen the Lord. And she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. God, we give you thanks for this morning. We give you thanks for this place that we can come and worship a risen Savior, that we can gather with people of faith, that we know that we might strive for new life, not only later, but even now. God, we thank you for giving us that hope this morning. God, I ask that you speak through me and in spite of me that your word might be proclaimed and we might hear what you have to say to us today. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen. We love Easter morning, for it's one of the brightest, most stunning mornings of the year. We saw the sunrise this morning over the church building. It was a glorious kind of pinkish color. On Easter morning, the sanctuary is bright with decorations and dresses, excitement and expectation, lilies and laughter. Over the last seasons of Advent and Lent, we've been looking at unlikely characters in the stories of both Jesus's birth and passion stories. We've referenced unlikely people in the scriptures used by God to do unbelievable things in their lives and in the lives of others. People who we might not regularly see as all that important, but as we look at the stories more intently, we see that they were very important and impactful. For the last 6 weeks of Lent, we've heard stories of Simon of Cyrene, who carried the cross beside Jesus. We heard stories of Barabbas, who was released and experienced freedom when he should have been persecuted. We saw stories of Mary, who poured expensive perfume on Jesus. We saw Peter, who followed Jesus to the courtyard and yet then denied him. We saw Jesus ride in on a donkey in humility and not demanding power. Today we come to, well, the most unlikely story in all of Scripture, the story that brings us here this morning, the story of God's deep love for the world in which Christ was crucified, dead, and buried, but 3 days later rose from the grave and defeated death once and for all. This morning's scripture describes the scene of Mary Magdalene making her way to the tomb of Jesus early in the morning. It was not only dark outside, but it was a dark time in their lives as they had seen Jesus handed over, crucified, and placed in a tomb. Mary's accompanied by a few other women who had been followers of Jesus, and showing up, we know that showing up can lead to unexpected outcomes. As they reached the tomb, they were expecting to find it closed. They were expecting to find Jesus dead. They were expecting things to be just as they thought they should be or supposedly would be. And they were shocked to find the stone rolled away from the entrance. Mary, in a state of distress, maybe because of fear that someone had taken Jesus, runs to tell Peter and John about the empty tomb. And Peter and John, upon hearing the news, rush to the tomb and see for themselves. The two disciples find the burial clothes lying there, but no sign of Jesus. The atmosphere is tense with anticipation and wonder as they try to make sense of what they're witnessing, of what they're seeing. What happened to Jesus? The story is so unlikely that even as they came that morning to the tomb and didn't find it sealed shut, they still didn't understand Jesus was resurrected just as he had promised. And so in their confusion, in their doubt, in their disbelief, they turned and went home. They had heard the promises of Jesus on the third day, the Son of Man would be raised from the dead. They had heard his promise to the thief on the cross, today you will be with me in paradise. They had heard Jesus teach, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will never die. But nevertheless, on that morning, when they came to the grave, they expected to see nothing more than the tomb sealed shut. I wonder how often you and I are like those first disciples to arrive at the tomb. So many of us reach points in our lives where we're face to face with the reality that life isn't looking the way we had envisioned it would. And when life doesn't unfold the way we anticipate, or then when it does, we don't feel as happy or fulfilled as we were told we should. It compounds on us grief, disappointment. We are like the women coming to the grave that day, expecting to see things just the way they are going to be. Maybe we've even been told that's the way things are. And even though we've heard the promises of God, we've heard those promises over and over again, and maybe we've even seen God work miracles of healing in the scriptures and today, and yet still we wonder, can it be so? And we head home, comfortable places of our lives, and we wonder if anything could really change. As Mary Magdalene is still standing outside the tomb crying, she noticed two white-robed angels. The darkness of the tomb would soon be overcome with light. Her eyes that were focused on death would become eyes to see the resurrection of Christ. Jesus met Mary there that day in her wonder, in her sorrow, and Jesus called her by name that she might know that it was him. The unlikely was being made likely. Maybe that's the message we need to hear this day. Perhaps for whatever reason, we're in darkness right now. Maybe you don't know what to believe. Maybe we've been experiencing family problems, maybe problems at work, maybe anxiety about finances or the price of gas or health or future in general. Maybe, I know for this church, it's been a tough year. We've lost some special members of our congregation this year already. As we come to this day, Easter morning, we acknowledge that grief and that loss of those who we have loved so much and that have loved us. And that grief is real for this congregation. But today we hold that grief in relationship with the hope of Jesus' resurrection, symbolizing for people of faith that there's light over darkness, that Jesus meets us wherever we are, in our hurts, in our challenges, in our disbelief, and he draws us toward him. He calls us by name. Can you imagine the awe and wonder Mary must have felt when she encountered the resurrected Christ, her teacher and friend, alive again before her eyes? This encounter speaks to the ultimate victory of love and redemption, showing that even death cannot defeat the power of God's mercy and grace. When we view the eyes through the resurrection of Jesus, the world through the eyes of the resurrection of Jesus, it promises us that even in the midst of deepest darkness, challenges, Jesus rises to overwhelm the darkness forever. The resurrection serves as a reminder that despair can be transformed into joy, that our challenges can also lead to renewed faith and purpose, just as Mary's grief turned into rejoicing. On Easter, the unlikely becomes possible for those who will embrace it. Jesus defeated sin and death so that you and I can live a life in the love of God, that we can serve others, and that we can know that we are his. Because of Jesus, you have been redeemed. You are loved. And there's nothing that can separate you from that love. Friends, the message of the gospel is life-changing, especially for a world that has lost hope. The message of the gospel gives us the ability to embrace the way in which God calls the unlikely and does the unlikely. The resurrection story is not just some historical account, but a living testament to the power of faith and hope and personal relationship with Christ. Friends, we've heard God's promises of love. We know of a God who does unlikely things in unlikely ways and uses unlikely people. That it's God's desire to turn things upside down and inside out, giving hope to the hopeless and bringing the dead back to life. And friends, this message is too important to not share. Every day, we, like Mary, who went and told Peter, a Peter who had denied Jesus three times, Peter who had a renewed faith, to come and see Jesus, to share the dream that Jesus has for each one of us, that Christ died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. Friends, the resurrection of Jesus means life today and life in eternity. This is the message of the first Easter and every Easter since. The tomb is empty. Christ has risen. Christ has risen indeed. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this time together. We thank you for this Easter story that transformed lives in the scriptures and continues to transform lives today. It's a message of hope, of redemption, and of unconditional love for each one of us. And so, God, we give you thanks for each and every person here. We give you thanks for the ability that we might share this message with others. We pray all this in Christ's holy name. Amen.